This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the sidelines of gearing up for the boss's big end-of-year press conference today, the White House also released what it's calling a draft framework for its long-awaited college ratings system. Ratings that, in theory, will help families get the most for their tuition dollars and force colleges to do a better job of holding down costs and graduating students on time. Colleges have been bracing for, one might also say dreading, the details of what could amount to a sort of consumer reports for higher ed. From the education desk at WYPR Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
What if you could type the name of a college into a website and figure out if it's a good deal? That's essentially what the Department of Education is working on. If only it were that simple. Possible measures include affordability, how many students graduate on time and are paying off their loans, how many get jobs or go to grad school.
I think this is a supremely challenging task that was assigned to the department.
Molly Broad is president of the American Council on Education. She says part of the challenge is that the department doesn't yet have all the data it needs to judge how colleges are really doing. Official graduation rates, for example, don't count students who transfer or go part-time. And Nancy Zimpfer, chancellor of the State University of New York, says not all students want to finish, quote, on time.
Some are intentionally on the six-year plan. They want three majors. They want study abroad. They really want internships. And it's hard to push that into 4 years.
And that's why today we have a framework, not a plan. Officials are asking for feedback by mid-February on which data to use and how to fairly compare some 4,000 colleges with different missions and different students. Ted Mitchell is Undersecretary of Education.
We're not going to be perfect in version 1.0. But we do hope that we'll be able to build on it in successive years.
And that means working out the kinks by 2018, when schools that are rated low performing could face financial penalties. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.